shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Every single spring, that first day that I walk outside and I see that yellow dust all over my truck, I'm like, that is Satan's dandruff. It destroys me. I legitimately can't go outside for longer than 3 minutes because my eyes get swollen, my eyes get puffy, my nose gets congested, and I just simply can't breathe. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. When I started taking Claritin D about 2 months ago, I can finally get back outside and play pickleball again, which is what I love to do, but I couldn't do it because my allergies were so bad. Claritin D has legitimately allowed me to go outside again. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Hey, it's episode 139 of the Human Hope Podcast. And this is your host, Carlos Enrique Wittigel Guzman, Chibol Cabello, coming back at you. Live from Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm upside down. I am on the struggle bus. Jet lag is real, especially coming back. I don't know. I feel like coming back from that direction of the planet. You know what? You know what I realized after last week's podcast? When like twice as many of you listened than my regular podcast, that I need to... I think I realized a couple things. I think I realized a lot of you want to continue learning just from my life and the mistakes that I'm dealing with and going through. I also learned that when my wife is on the podcast, all of you listen. So maybe she should come back to do this more regularly. I wanted today, seeing that it is the 21st of December, 2023, I put up a poll on my Instagram on Tuesday. And let me give you the final poll results. The poll was asking, this is exactly what it said. I said, how are you feeling this holiday season? This is mind blowing. The two options were, I'm feeling Christmas magic, grateful. That was one option. The second one is, I'm sad or lonely or really stressed. Now, when I actually click on and I looked at the results, we are sitting at 50-50. Now, you would think with an account of almost 300,000 Instagram followers, there would be some skewing of that. 50-50? That's crazy. 50-50. I mean, there was at the time that Instagram story expired, over 36,000 people had voted. And 50-50. So since it's 50-50, let me go ahead and for the 50% of you that are feeling the magic, this may be what you're feeling. Ready? Oh yeah. You feeling that? Yep. That's right. I mean, listen to this. It's the most wonderful time of the year. That's right. Of course, right? With the kids jingle belling. And everyone telling you, be of good cheer. Now, let's stop it right there. Talk about that. Let's talk about that. Everyone telling you, be of good cheer. Now, for half of you, it's like, yeah, tell me that, because I'm the one telling people that because I'm of good cheer. For the other half of you, that phrase right there may be literally the most triggering thing ever. And so, you know, what I wanted to do today is, for those of you where it's not the most wonderful time of the year,
Now, can I be vulnerable with you for a moment? Not that I'm ever not. This feels like the hardest Christmas I've had in a while. And it feels like that for a few reasons. One, my dad's really not doing well with his dementia. And you would think that moving them across the street would bring like an overwhelming joy. But I'm still grieving and watching that happen. And then watching my mom have to take care of him. I also, which is a blessing. See, I get some of these are blessings and also you feel the weight of it. Also purchased the house across the street, which means that I'm in like a tighter financial spot than I've been in a long, maybe 7 years. Like I'm counting pennies, right? Now, again, pennies for me is different than pennies for you, is different than pennies to someone else. But I'm feeling the financial stress this Christmas like I've not felt in a long time. That was through a decision that I made to bring my parents here, which is great. It's amazing, but I still feel it. So with that stress, the stress of some business things that are happening, some risks that I'm taking business-wise that, you know, could pan out and it'd be great, or they could not. And I'm kind of in the waiting game right now with that. My father's health and a little bit of sadness of this is the last time it's just going to be the five of us. I am overjoyed that both my daughters have found incredible men that love them. But yeah, I mean, come on, give me a break. Any dad is going to feel it when it's like, this is it. This is the last one. I mean, it was funny the other day. Maybe we mentioned this on the podcast last week, but Heather and I were talking and I was like, isn't it weird that next year, like there's going to be another person here on Christmas morning because Suhaila's going to be married and there's going to be Brady. And I was like, it's just crazy. Like that he's going to wake up here and there's going to be like extra presents and all the things, right? And she goes, they may not even be here. Insert tire screeching sound. Oh, ew, gross. You're right. Yeah, I guess they're going to have to be part of his family too, right? Like all of these things that I don't think about that suddenly when you start thinking about it, it just makes holidays harder and sweeter at the same time, right? Like can it be a little bit of both? Can two things be right that you're excited about life changes, but you're also grieving old life changes? Can both of those be right? Can both of those be true? I feel like we're living in a season in a society where people can't hold two things true, but it can be true. There were a lot of people that said both that DM'd me. Like, I don't know how to reply to that poll because they're like, I'm both. I'm grateful and I'm feeling the Christmas magic, but I'm also stressed. So for those of you where that's you, let's go through some stuff. We all want to search for something better in our life. But can I tell you something? When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for somebody or something that is better is not to search at all. That's right. Don't search, but match. And you do that with Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform that will help you find quality candidates fast. Okay, so ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed, and I was actually just cruising Indeed 3 days ago while I was in Japan, is that no matter where you're at in planet Earth, you can find people that you're looking for quickly. So many. I mean, it's almost overwhelming. I get matched with whatever I am looking for, and I love Indeed. So you can join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Trust me, Human Hope family, you need Indeed. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Human Hope. Just go to Indeed.com/Human Hope right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Human Hope. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me give you, I don't know, five. We'll call it five. It could end up being seven or three. Who knows by the time I get through the podcast. But how you can cope with what's happening. You know, as I was going through my DMs, there's a lot of people that are grieving. And I know that I'm grieving right now. I'm grieving the dad who's not here anymore, but he's still alive. I'm grieving that. And so, you know, a lot of you are grieving. I mean, there's a lot of people who've had deaths that have happened just recently in the last few weeks, even. There's a lot of you that have had deaths that have happened over the last few years that you're feeling thicker during the holiday season. So, I mean, what I want to do is I want to give you permission, okay, to spend time away from like the traditional merry and bright, wonderful time of the year. Like, I want to give you permission to seek solitude if you want, to stay alone if you need to. You know, for some of you, it's going to be healthier for your mental health to actually be alone for the holidays. Just because it's the holidays doesn't mean that you have to follow some particular system in order to be, okay, so I did the holidays right. No, if you need to be alone, be alone. Or maybe you need to find people that are going through the same struggles that you are. I know for me, with my dad, just even a lot of the DMs I get from people that are like, I'm sorry, I've been there before. That's comforting. It's comforting. Now, obviously for me, I'm grateful I have a great family, but some people don't have the same kind of family that I do. And so if you need to spend time alone, I want to give you permission to do that, right? Like what are memories that you can create that are new that can incorporate some of the mourning and grieving that you're going through, right? One of the things that I've decided to do this Christmas is, someone's going to make me cry thinking about it, but somebody recommended that I write a letter to my dad before he got dementia and celebrate with him and let him know that I'm taking care of him. So I'm working on that for Christmas, and I'm going to give it to my dad, and he can read it. You know, my dad's memory is about 1 minute now long. I mean, if that. So maybe I won't give it to him. Maybe I'll just tuck it under the tree and it'll just be for me. But what are ways that you can deal with the holidays if you're grieving? I want to give you permission to not do it the way that this is telling us to do it. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Because it may not be, right? What about, I know a lot of people are struggling physically. A lot of people are ill. There's a lot of sick people right now. A lot of my friends have COVID. And then a lot of people are like seriously ill, like terminally ill. So I want to give you permission if that falls into your category to like, it's not about like Christmas Day. You know, think about what makes you feel best and do that, right? If like Chinese takeout is the thing you want to do, then do it, right? Like if you decide that you want to partake in conventional celebrations, then like go for it. But it's okay for you to decide to do something different as well. You know, if those things are just going to be too hard, then skip it. I know I'm Mr. Christmas. I know I'm Mr. Blowups. But I know a lot of you are ill. And I know a lot of you are terminally ill. I get your DMs and I read them. And so for you, I want to give you permission to do it like you need to do it. You know, I mean, if everything feels like a chore, why would you want to add more stress to your plate? If you have a family member that's terminally ill, why don't you give them the freedom to say, get and be like, hey, listen, we want to do what you want to do this year. We want to do this for you this year. So if you've got a loved one that is, give them permission to not say much, not participate much. If it's just their presence, let them know that their presence being there just says it all. So, you know, some of you, I mean, this may be my last holiday with my dad. I hope not. but it may be. So I'm going to stay off my phone and have as much face-to-face conversation with him as possible. And I know that that is going to be something that I treasure in the future. Some of you have lost your jobs, financial insecurity. You know, it's never easy. I haven't lost my job, but I need more jobs in order to pay for another mortgage. And so, yeah, so trying to book up as much as I can in the next year, knowing that the end of the year finances, especially when people are expecting presents and all these things, you know, we've had to tone them back this year a little bit. We normally go crazy with presents with the kids. And I'm like, hey, your present this year, I want you to look across the street and smile at the house across the street and walk over and say, and give Lita and Papa a hug. Merry Christmas. letting people know where you're at financially is okay. You know, I think it's okay. Don't, you know, again, don't hide those things. A lot of you are in, you know, you're losing relationships. There's a lot of people I read that are getting divorced and it's heavy. So how do you cope? Like, what are ways that I know for me, I can actually lean into maybe the deeper part of what I believe and who I am? This is what I would say. Okay. I'm going to give you three ways very specifically. So I told you, I said I was going to go five. I'm going to go three. I've told you before that typical children's vitamins, the ones that I ate back in the 80s and 90s, are basically candy in disguise, right? They're little cartoon characters filled with 2 tablespoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy junk growing kids should never eat. That is why Hiya was created, the pediatrician-approved superpower chewable vitamins. Listen, Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with the yummy taste that they love. Formulated with the help of nutritional experts, Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits, veggies, and supercharged with 15 essential vitamins, minerals, including, y'all ready for this? Vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and so many more that help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, all the stuff that our kids need. Hiya is designed for kids of all ages. That's right. If they're a kid, it's designed for them, and sent straight to your door, so you got one less thing to worry about, okay? It comes straight to my door and I don't have to worry about it. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/humanhope. This deal is not available on the regular website. Go to hiyahealth.com/humanhope and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Three ways very specifically. Now, those of you that know me know that I'm a believer in Jesus. And I know not everyone that listens to this podcast is. You don't have to be. So you can take this and apply this however you can to your life. But I know that when I open the scripture and we start singing, oh, come Emmanuel. How do you like that? I used to get paid to sing. What does Emmanuel mean? I think that means God with us. Emmanuel meaning, I think so. Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. Okay, he's with us. He's with us. Should I know that? No, I'm not. I used to be ordained, but I'm not pastor anymore. Yeah, he's with us, right? And so knowing that, that changes everything for me. The first thing I would say, if any of those things that we listed are where you are and who you are, remember that there's in Romans 8:22, it says, for we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our sins. Paul is telling us that real life is more like giving birth than, I don't know, sipping eggnog. Right? So knowing that, we can take off the mask of all the things that Christmas is telling us that it's supposed to be. You know, I think we can reset our expectations of Christmas when we read scriptures like that. You know, I was listening to Christmas music in Tokyo and A Little Town of Bethlehem came on. You guys know, Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem. Well, I don't know why I'm singing all of these for you guys, but when I heard that, all I thought is, oh, do you know what Bethlehem is going through right now? It's grieving. It's groaning. The pain and suffering that is happening in that side of the globe and has been happening for decades, centuries, is overwhelming when we suddenly get to see it, right? Like, we all see the groaning happening. And for many of you, like, you're seeing what's happening in Gaza. You saw what happened in Israel. And you are groaning because it's painful to see innocent people suffer. Take the mask off of Christmas and groan a little bit. Let yourself be okay with groaning. Romans 8:22. Read that. Romans 8:22. Even if you're not a Christian, open up. I think you will agree with the words of Paul that the world is groaning. That's the first thing I'd say. Second thing I would honestly say is to slow down. You know, I talk about this a lot in my next book, but I think slowing down is going to be the gift that many of us need this Christmas. So that may be saying no to a few holiday parties that are coming up in the next few days and being like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to stay at home and watch Home Alone. And also, when you slow down, acknowledging when things are hard. I mean, everybody's going to have something hard in the holidays. So what is it, right? Psalm 50:15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify my name. You don't have to pretend everything is fine. I call upon God. But the only way to do that is honestly to slow down. I don't want to call upon him when I'm going 100 miles an hour, feeding into the problem that I'm facing of the pain. Sometimes I want to mask what I'm feeling about my dad by just doing 1,000 things. Sometimes I got to sit in it and just call upon God. And then I'd say, last but not least, let God be the one that you're basically using his expectations for what the holiday season is, right? Now, 1 Corinthians 4:3-4 says, but with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. It is the Lord who judges me. It is not anybody else. It's not your spouse. It's not your kids. It's not your family. It's not your friends. It's not your boss. It's not your coworkers. There's all kinds of people that may be judging how you're acting if you're having a harder time this season. But understand that scripture tells me it's the Lord that judges me. And let him be the only one that is setting the expectations for you this holiday season. I want to give you permission. And I want to let you know that I see you. And hopefully those three scriptures can help you, you know, as you're navigating this holiday stress. But I do believe that Jesus can refill your lungs and give you a deep breath. And so I'm grateful for you. So with that, know that I'm praying for you. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to end this podcast with just a prayer over every single one of you. And you can take this prayer and apply it to yourself. You can just play it and read it with me. Say it with me. We will type out the prayer and put it in the podcast notes for you. And it's just going to come from my heart. So here we go. God, we acknowledge who you are, and we are grateful. We praise you for who you are, and we thank you for what you've done. We know you've done so much for us this year, but we also want to come to you and say, there's many of us that are struggling this holiday season. May we base our expectations on your expectations. May we be grateful for the gift that Jesus was in our life and is in our life. And the fact, God, that you sent your only son. And if that is the end of our gratitude, may we not feel shame in that being all we can celebrate. Will you bring comfort to those who are mourning? May you bring freedom to those that are chained. And may you bring peace to those that are in pain. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. I love you, Human Hope family. We've got one more podcast episode until things change up. Things are changing in the new year. And I would love for you to subscribe and to follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify and all the places so that you don't miss out. We're going to be I'm really excited. I can't tell you yet. Okay. That's coming, but I love you. And thanks for just letting me do a little kind of little fireside chat with Carlitos this week on When the Holidays Are Hard. Dr. Delight, give us a little pep. Hey, all right, friends. See you next week. Merry Christmas. I love you all.